Welcome to Cold Stone Creamery. I'm Steve. Might I interest you in a classic Cold Stone banana split, or perhaps you would like to register your delightful children into our ever-growing Cold Stone Kids Club?
No, I think we'll just...
Wouldn't your children be delighted to know they've qualified for special Cold Stone offers one might only receive by becoming an official Kids Club member?
Well, that's fine, but maybe...
Did I mention your charming offspring would be entitled to 10% off all Cold Stone merchandise, including Cold Stone hats, t-shirts, and oven mitts?
No, okay? I don't want my kids to become Cold Stone members. In fact, I don't even want to buy ice cream now. Let's go, kids.
Thanks a lot, mister.
There you have it, Cold Stone fans. Employee Steve Strongarm's sales tactics have just cost the company a paying customer.
Hey, shut it, Gene! What do you know about salesmanship? You're a first week on the job goddamn mop jockey, and don't you forget Cold Stone Steve Austin is the best Cold Stone employee there is, was, and ever will be.
Tip.
God damn it, f***ing tip song.
Thank you for the tip. Thank you for the tip. If you try a chocolate shake, you'll need more than just a sip.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, what is it, Skyler?
Could you remind me again how to make your new SummerSlam concoction?
God damn it, Skyler, that's two scoops of orange sherbet, pulverized cherry Luden's cough drops, and magic shell. Then you slam her into a cup with some Butterfinger BBs.
But how do you keep the BBs from deflecting off the magic shell?
God damn it, Skyler, that's why we call it the Summer Slam. Some are gonna slam in there, and some are not.
Okay. God, you don't have to bite my head off.
Ah, damn it, Skyler, I'm sorry. It's just that damn new guy, Gene. He bothers me, that's all.
Sweet old bald-headed Gene? That guy's harmless.
Harmless? If you ask me, he's a goddamn instigator.
And there you heard it, folks. Straight from Steve's mouth, the fourth time he's used the Lord's name in vain this skit. And a Mormon family has just left the store.
See what I'm talking about? Manager Kyle's sitting right there with an earshot, and Gene's throwing me under the goddamn bus. I'm telling you, Skyler, this Gene fella, well, he's just mean.
Tip.
Ah, tip song.
If you're new and you just want to say thank you, why don't you pay an extra bit? Thank you for the tip.
Well, what do we have here? Employee Steve didn't know the words to that tip song. Oh my, what will Kyle have to say about this? Stay tuned.
Now, goddamn it, Gene, you need to quit on your rabbit earing, or I swear, old man or not, I'm gonna straight stop a mud hole in your ass.
You heard it here, folks. Employee Steve has just threatened me with bodily harm and has thus created an uncomfortable work environment. Don't miss a thing, folks. Cold Stone Creamery may have just opens itself up to a lawsuit.
Hey, now. Wait a minute, Gene. Let's not overreact. If you have a problem with Steve, Cold Stone will do whatever it takes to alleviate your issues.
Don't look now, but Manager Kyle is looking to protect his own ass.
Yeah, what gives, Kyle? What happened to all that I'll always have your back talk?
Employee Steve has that look in his eye. I don't know if I can even watch. This has danger written all over it.
Steve, I told you when you got Skyler in a figure four leg lock last Friday, I wasn't going to allow you to bully any more employees.
Manager Kyle just betrayed employee Steve's trust. This one can't end pretty, folks.
You know what? You're right, Kyle. The last thing we need is another employee on crutches clogging up our workspace. You know what? God damn it, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Steve.
What? What's this? Oh no! Kyle and Steve, of all things, are reconciling. What a display of consideration, folks. I wonder if Kyle knows Steve called his mother a legionist whore. Why, I can only surmise Steve doesn't know Kyle tried boinking his little sister last weekend. And now, wait, what's this? The two appear to be turning on me. Ow! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was my eye socket. I think it just exploded. Oh, and there went three of my ribs. Oh, they are beating the crap out of me now, folks. And now Steve is tapping my forehead with his wiener as a symbol of his dominance. Now I've felt everything.
Tip.
Tip it up. Tip it up. Oh, it's in the jar now. Tip it up. Tip it up.
And that's the bottom line, Gene, because Cold Stone says so.